And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Health officials are getting the word out about a potential measles exposure at the Denver International Airport and a Littleton church. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
It happens Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles traveled to the airport and also attended a church service at St. Mary's Catholic Church on Sunday while infectious. The person arrived on a Frontier flight from Miami at gate A83 at 9:15 a.m. on Saturday and flew back from gate A76 at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. Passengers who may have been exposed on the flights will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. The person is fully vaccinated, so the risk of transmission is lower, but still possible. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver is a step closer to creating requirement for law enforcement officers, including banning them from wearing masks. The bill is in response to masked ICE agents arresting people across the U.S. City Council passed the ban unanimously this week. Denverite's Kyle Harris says it goes beyond a mask ban.
Officers would be required to wear identification in nearly all engagements that includes their name, their badge, or their ID number. And all officers, including those like detectives who rarely wear any identification, would be required to share their name and their badge number when asked.
Denver thinks the ban will hold up to legal challenges because it treats all law enforcement equally. A final vote of the ordinance is set for Monday. And a new bill under the Golden Dome would give local governments more control over noise regulations. Neighbors of the embattled Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs say it could allow the city to continue exempting the venue from state noise limits. Nearby residents have complained about noise from the amphitheater since it opened in 2024. Supporters of the event space tout it as a major economic driver for the city. The first hearing on that bill is set for March. You are listening to CPR News.